Do you really want to hear repeatedly that our kids are going to have it worse than we are? Do you really want to hear repeatedly that things are going to be miserable? That's why it's so telling that a group of Obama supporters have put together a video, and they're running it as an ad. And it features a bunch of children, and it's kind of like one of those Kim Jong-il things from North Korea where it's children of many nations, and there's some who are black and some who are Latino and some who are all different kinds of Asians. And they're all looking sort of directly at the camera, and it's in black and white. And the Democrats just have this tremendous desire to exploit children to score political points, and they're doing it again with this ad. And they're singing a song that, well, the lyrics say, "Imagine an America where strip mines are fun and free, where gays can be fixed and sick people just die, and oil fills the sea. We don't have to pay for freeways. Our schools are good enough. Give us endless wars on foreign shores and lots of Chinese stuff. We're the children of the future, American through and through, but something happened to our country. And we're kind of blaming you." Take a listen. And then again, you can click on our website and you can actually look at this profoundly creepy ad. And just try to put yourself in the mental space, the emotional space of people behind the Obama campaign who really feel that somehow if their guy doesn't get back in, then we're going to have a sort of Soylent Green future. We're going to have a Mad Max future, a post-apocalyptic future. That seems to be what these lovely kiddies are suggesting. Listen.
Imagine an America where strip mines are fun and free, where gays can be fixed and sick people just die, and oil fills the sea. We don't have to pay for freeways. Our schools are good enough. Give us endless wars on foreign shores and lots of Chinese stuff. We're the children of the future, American through and through. But something happened to our country, and we're kind of blaming you.
Okay, stop right there. We're kind of blaming you. And they end, by the way, the punchline for all of this is vote November 6th and vote for our children, vote for their future. And I can imagine the kids are being taught these lyrics where sick people just die. And we are trading our humanity for lots of Chinese stuff. And then they go on, of course, about polar bears. Listen.
We haven't killed all the polar bears, but it's not for lack. Earth is cracked,
Big Bird is sacked,
and the atmosphere is frying. Congress went home early, they did their best, we know. You can't cut spending with elections pending unless it's welfare, no. We're the children of the future, American through and through, but something happened to our country.
Okay, stop. Then they say, find a park that is still open. By the way, it's California where they're closing state parks, right? That's Jerry Brown. That's not Mitt Romney. That's not Paul Ryan. Find a park that is still open and take a breath of poison air. They foreclosed your place to build a weapon in space, but you can write off your au pair. It's a little awkward to tell you, but you left us holding the bag. Here's what it sounds like.
Find a park that is still open. Take a breath of poison air. They close your place to fill the weapon in space, but you can write off your au pair. It's a little awkward to tell you, but you left us holding the bag. When we look around, the place is all dumbed down, and the long term's kind of a drag. We're the children of the future, American through and through. But something happened to our country, and yeah.
and Dad for blaming you.
Isn't that wonderful? Mom and Dad were blaming you. So this is, by the way, created by Jeff Goodby and Rich Silverstein, who are founders of an advertising agency and have released this pro-Obama commercial. It ends with vote November 6th. And I love the fact that they say the earth is cracked, Big Bird is sacked. Big Bird is not going away. I mean, even if the polar bears do. And the polar bears aren't going away either. Mom and Dad were blaming you. Is this a great message to have a little kid singing? Or what about a kid who's only slightly older, Lena Dunham? The first-time ad, which is already notorious, the ad that suggests that voting for President Obama is like great sex, that ad, you may remember, sounds like this.
Your first time shouldn't be with just anybody. You want to do it with a great guy. It should be with a guy with beautiful, someone who really cares about and understands women. A guy who cares whether you get health insurance, and specifically whether you get birth control. The consequences are huge. You want to do it with a guy who brought the troops out of Iraq. You don't want a guy who says, oh, hey, I'm at the library studying, when really he's out not signing the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Or who thinks that gay people should never have beautiful, complicated weddings of the kind we see on Bravo or TLC all the time. It's a fun game to say, who are you voting for? And they say, I don't want to tell you. And you say, no, who are you voting for? And they go, guess. Think about how you want to spend those 4 years. In college age time, that's 150. Years. It's also super uncool to be out and about and says, did you vote? And you go, no, I didn't. I wasn't ready. My first time voting was amazing. It was this line in the sand. Before I was a girl, now I was a woman. I went to the polling station. I pulled back the curtain. I voted for Barack Obama.
And this is, by the way, not an independent ad. This is put forward by Obama for America. I mean, really? These two ads could be the first ad since the infamous Democratic Daisy Girl ad of 1964, where they have to come with a parental advisory. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is their final message? This is what they want to tell people? This is why we should vote for Barack Obama? Because of the Lilly Ledbetter Act? Really? Do people even know what the Lilly Ledbetter Act is? Do people know that equal pay for equal work has been the law of the land in this country since 1963? And if President Obama hasn't enforced that law properly, don't blame Mitt Romney. If you can't enforce that law, why make a new one? Well, because it's actually not a law, the Lilly Ledbetter Act, that is meant to help women. It's a law that's meant to help lawyers because it gives more of an opportunity to sue. Meanwhile, there are a couple of very creative conservative ads that have been put together by the Independent Women's Forum. And yes, they're also intended to appeal to young women. What this shows is that the Obama campaign isn't worried about offending parents. They're not worried about offending married people. They're losing married people big time. This is all about their desire to get over 80% of single women to vote for Barack Obama. I don't think it's going to work because not all single women are so wild about gay marriage or abortion. It's just, you're going to base your campaign on this? If this is hope and change, explain to me how.